I'll be talking with Big Walter Smith about his new CD next. First, here's the title track, Royal Blue Cadillac, on Center Stage Minnesota.
I gotta find me a royal blue Cadillac. I gotta find me a royal blue Cadillac. Me and my baby are tired, just hop on in the back. It's gotta be built for comfort, just like me. Plus leather seat, lots of mahogany. Cruise control, souped up stereo. Forget my trouble, drive on down the road. Gotta find me a raw blue Cadillac. My baby tells me I do my best driving from the back. Little luxury, never hurt no soul. I won't mind before I get too old. I've been struggling long enough. I'm tired of living poor. Let me off the bus. You gotta find me a raw blue Cadillac. My baby tells me I do my best driving from the back. For comfort, just like me. Plus leather seat, lots of mahogany. Cruise control, souped up stereo. Forget my trouble and drive on down the road. I gotta find me raw blue Cadillac. My baby tells me I do my best driving from the back. I gotta find me raw blue Cadillac. I gotta find me a raw blue Cadillac. Me and my baby get tired, just hop on in the back.
The title track to Big Walter Smith and the Groove Merchants' new CD, Royal Blue Cadillac. Big Walter Smith is the lead vocalist with the Groove Merchants and has personified the blues in Minnesota for 40 years. Winner of multiple Minnesota Music Awards, his 300-pound presence and velveteen voice have graced nearly every blues and R&B stage in the Midwest. And he joins us to talk about Royal Blue Cadillac, the new album. Big Walter Smith, welcome back to Center Stage Minnesota.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be back.
So did you know at a young age that music would be such a big factor in your life?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I would have took more advantage of I knew I had a talent, you know. I took more advantage probably in a lot farther than I am today, but I'm as far as I can expect to go.
When did you start singing?
I started singing actually in, I'll say, about my late 20s.
That was before you came to Minneapolis?
Oh, yeah. Way before I came to Minneapolis.
What was the situation? Were you singing for a church, or how'd that start?
Well, I had really started it. I was an MC for a dance troupe show that they had, and I was with the MC then, and the band had no vocalists. And all they played before the show and during the intermission was instrumentals. And so the band leader suggested that from the tone of my voice, he said, why don't you sing? And I never tried it before. So I said, well, I'll try one song, and if it works, we'll see what we can do, you know. And it worked, so here I am.
What was it like that first time singing?
I tell you the truth, I was nervous, really nervous. When I first started the song, I couldn't sing because the crowd had me so nervous, and the band leader suggested that I close my eyes and not look at the crowd.
Okay.
And I did a good job.
So what led you to Minnesota?
I had a friend up here that had worked with me in Kansas City, and he had a little problem with a vocalist up here, and he needed some singer for excellence for 2 weeks. And I wound up staying up here for 19 months and eventually made this my home.
Yeah, why did you stay?
Well, two things. The job turned from 2 weeks to 19 months. And I fell in love with my wife.
Okay.
The one I have now.
All right. I am talking with Big Walter Smith. We're going to hear Mess Around off Royal Blue Cadillac. Would you tell me about this song?
It's a Ray Charles tune, and it features our keyboard player, Mr. Tim Wick, doing the lead piano solos. And we decided to put it on there because it's sort of a nostalgia, you know what I mean? It goes back. A lot of these tunes go way back, you know, so we decided to put that one on there.
That's Big Walter Smith, and from his new CD with the Groove Merchants, Royal Blue Cadillac, this is Mess Around on Center Stage Minnesota.
Thank you.
around. They're doing a mess around. Everybody doing a mess around.
That was Mess Around from Big Walter Smith and the Groove Merchants' new CD, Royal Blue Cadillac. So who were some of your influences?
Quite a few, as a matter of fact. My influences, I met them and became friends with them, like Bobby Bland, B.B. King, Albert King, Albert Collins. All those guys, they're the ones that influenced me. Actually, when I first started singing, I want to be a balladeer like Billy Eckstein. And then I heard the blues, and that was it.
Well, tell me about this new CD, Royal Blue Cadillac.
Royal Blue Cadillac, it's self-produced. We the band did all the grunt work, all the technicians, and recorded at the studio that's owned by the bass player.
Okay.
And the song itself was composed by a friend of mine in Des Moines, Iowa, Debbie Mahan. She actually wrote the song about 7 years ago. I had it in my rack of songs that I got, and I decided to do it.
How do you pick the music that you perform, or maybe why do you pick? What draws you to a song?
Well, actually, I try to pick something that I know that I can do well and that I think the people would like. And my goal is to satisfy our public, the people that come out to see, to pay to see us.
Yeah.
That's my main goal.
Well, and you play a lot of shows, too, and not just in the big places. You go to a lot of small towns, too. Is there a difference, like, in the crowd or the energy when you perform at a small town?
No. No, you have, when you have a great crowd, I mean, people enjoy what you're doing, small or big. And we perform at the utmost if it's with 16,000 or 25, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So it's all the same, long as you... letting people enjoy themselves and know that you bring some kind of enjoyment and some kind of pleasure to life. That's what it's all about.
So you must like doing live shows.
I love doing live shows.
Why?
When you do live shows, you're with the people. You're right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see what's happening. You sort of feel the people. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's Big Walter Smith of the Groove Merchants. We're talking about the new album, Royal Blue Cadillac. The next song we're going to hear is Today I Started Loving You Again. Tell me about this one.
That's a country tune done by Merle Haggard. Anyway, I wanted to put it like one of my other albums. I had a reggae tune on there, and I want to try to throw a little difference. You know what I mean? Let them know I'm just not all blues. I can do almost anything I want to do if I want to try. I'm going to try to do it, except opera. I cannot do that.
Have you tried?
I tried a couple of times, but I mean not in the public.
That's Big Walter Smith, and from his new CD with the Groove Merchants, Royal Blue Cadillac, this is Today I Started Loving You Again on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Today started loving you again. Said I'm right back where I really always been. I got over you just long. Started loving you again. What a fool I was to think that I could get by with only these few million teardrops I cry.
Today I Started Loving You Again from Big Walter Smith and the Groove Merchants' new CD, Royal Blue Cadillac. So you've been performing in Minnesota for 40 years. Has music and the music scene changed during your career?
Well, it changes. It's my particular type of music hasn't changed. But, you know, you have sometime blues is the forerunner, sometime yeah. rap, sometime rock. It just, you know, it evolves like that, you know. But it really hasn't changed that much.
What's been your most exciting 8 seconds as a performer?
The most exciting 8 seconds as a performer, I think it's when I come out on stage at the Bayfront Blues Fest and you look out there and you got 12, 13,000 people, when you first walk out there and they stand and they applaud you, you know what I mean?
Well, when you're not being Minnesota's blues man, what do you do for fun?
I don't know. I like to do things with my grandkids. You know, I got grandkids, great grandkids, and just sit around and just relax. Cause I really don't. My wife and I don't like going out to bars and stuff like that, because we play in a lot of them. We spend a lot of time in them, and we try to do a lot of family things. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. That is Big Walter Smith, and we're talking about his new CD with the Groove Merchants, Royal Blue Cadillac. And the last song we're going to hear today is Mardi Gras, New Orleans. Tell me about this one.
That's a tune that was done by Mr. Tim Wick, and I think he does a wonderful job on it. And I wanted to put that on there to, like I say, have different type of stuff on the CD.
Yeah.
And he does a wonderful job on it. Also, my Patrick Hume has got one on that he does a wonderful job on, too. That's our drummer.
And Tim Wick is a legend in his own right. And how did you guys meet?
You know, Tim, I talked to Tim after he got in the band. That he come from me when I've been, when we used to play up to McCormick up in Grand Rapids. And so I needed a keyboard player, and it evolved, you know, changed musician, and just somebody told me about him, and then I didn't even know he was from Grand Rapids until he got in the band, we talked, and then he told me how he heard my band up at Jack Pine Junction and wanted to join it then, but, you know, it wasn't possible.
Awesome. Well, Big Walter Smith, thank you so much for joining us again on Center Stage Minnesota.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
And from Royal Blue Cadillac, this is Mardi Gras New Orleans with Tim Wick on Center Stage Minnesota.
someone show you the Zulu King? You can see the Zulu King down on that Bob and Duane. You can see the Zulu King down on that Bob and Duane. If you stay right there, you might see the Zulu Queen.
Mardi Gras, New Orleans, with Tim Wick on vocals from Big Walter Smith and the Groove Merchant's new CD, Royal Blue Cadillac. And that was a lot of fun, Big Walter Smith. Thanks again. You can hear this conversation and all of our interviews archived at kaxe.org and click on Center Stage Minnesota.